USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a news conference after concluding his historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, during which the two leaders signed a joint declaration the president calls pretty comprehensive. From that news conference,
it's my honor today to address the people of the world following this very historic summit with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Spent very intensive hours together, and I think most of you have gotten the signed document, or you will very shortly. It's very comprehensive. It's going to happen. I stand before you as an emissary of the American people to deliver a message of hope and vision and a message of peace.
That news conference in Singapore just wrapping up, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Kim Jong-un, more now on the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and more from that news conference the president's having that's just wrapping up.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstances. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
The statement the two leaders signed says the U.S. will offer security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More news now from USA's John DeMaster.
A new round of charges reportedly coming for former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, and they're expected on Friday. These charges related to witness tampering. Special counsel Robert Mueller bringing the new charges this week. He's also prosecuting Manafort for conspiracy and money laundering as the investigation into the 2016 presidential campaign continues. Mayors from six different cities want marijuana removed from the federal list of illegal drugs. The mayors from Denver, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and West Sacramento backing a resolution at a conference in Boston asking the government to remove cannabis from a list of illegal drugs, saying the prohibition has failed. Gas prices falling for most Americans to an average of $2.92 a gallon. It's down 3.5 cents from where it priced last week at $2.95. We get details from John Clemens.
Motorists in California are still paying the highest at $3.74. But even that was a decline of 5 cents a gallon. Residents of South Carolina still have the lowest at $2.58. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us not every state saw a decrease in prices.
46 of the nation's 50 states saw average prices decline. The unlucky four with increases, Michigan, Idaho, Ohio, and South Dakota.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signing a bill into law allowing gamblers to start betting on sports by Thursday. He signed the bill less than a month after the state won a Supreme Court victory to allow all states to allow sports gambling. It passed the state's legislature last week. This is USA Radio News.